This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. When I was in graduate school, one of my colleagues would frequently answer my morning greeting, good morning, and the question I would ask him after that, how you doing, with, I'm discouraged. And then he would share with me a variety of problems that had made him discouraged. The thing is, his problems, at least the vast majority of the time, weren't unique to him at all. They were things that, in a slightly different package, arrive on the doorstep of most people at one time or another. There's a popular Christian song today by Matt Maher that says, What a Friend, that's the title of it, begins, Everybody has trials and temptations. Everybody knows heartache and isolation. Everybody has those things. So how true that is. Now, I don't mean to be insensitive. Some people do suffer from a downcast spirit. Some people need medical assistance with depression. I don't discount that. Often there are chemical imbalances that aren't the fault of the person suffering from them. It's important that we be compassionate and understanding with people who suffer from depression. But sometimes the problem is our focus. I read the other day in one of my devotionals, a quote by Paul David Tripp. He says, the more you meditate on your problems, the bigger and more insurmountable they seem to be. Meditating on God in the midst of your trouble reminds you once again that the God to whom grace has connected you is magnificent in His grandeur and glory. He is infinitely greater than any problem you could ever experience. Then your responses are shaped by His glory and not by the seeming size of your problems. I like that. I also like something Joyce Meyer said. She said, worry sees the problem, but faith sees the God who can handle the problem. Well, it's nothing wrong with seeing our problems. We just have to see them from the right perspective. What's the solution? The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7, to cast our care. We cast our care on Jesus. And so, again, if we focus on the problem, it becomes bigger and bigger, and we naturally end up dog paddling through a sea of discouragement. We look to the past, and we're dissatisfied with what has happened to us. We look to the present, and we're downright disgusted. We look to the future, and we have doubts. It's not a good place to be. And I'm wondering, is that where you are? Here's the solution. Keeping your eyes on Jesus is the best way to be encouraged. In Him, you can have comfort and peace and encouragement. You need to find Him in His words in the Scripture, and by faith, rest in those words. Rest in Him. So what do? Well, instead of focusing on your problem or something bad that has come your way, look to Jesus. Read the words of encouragement that we have in the Scriptures and trust them. The Oklahoma University Sooners lost to Texas in football recently, and the quarterback for the Sooners, Kyler Murray, posted a picture on Instagram. It showed him on his knees after the game, having given it his best and still coming up short. They got beat. What I liked most about the picture was the quote he had on it. It was from James 1:2-4. Consider it great joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you experience various trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. So here's a simple suggestion. Try Googling the phrase encouraging scriptures, and just see all the many scriptures that come up. And then read them slowly, deliberately, meditatively, and be encouraged. The words to that song by Matt Maher go on to say, but we can lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever, His heart is my home. When Jesus' heart is your home, how can you not be discouraged? So lay your burdens down at the feet of Jesus and find your home in His heart and be encouraged. And then come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person Jesus Christ meant you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs.